Well, hundreds of millions of dollars have been donated from around the world to help people recover from Australia's ongoing bushfire crisis. But now charities have faced criticism, with politicians across the spectrum accusing them of not getting the money out fast enough to those in need. Charities have denied claims they're stockpiling donations, and the charity's watchdog has moved to reassure victims and donors, saying it's watching closely. Julia Holman reports.
The unprecedented bushfire crisis has led to millions of dollars in donations being pledged from around the world. But now charities are accused of sitting on that money and not giving it out fast enough to those in need.
That money's being donated now by people wanting to help the victims of fire now.
Up in the state's mid-north coast, Nationals MP Stephen Bromhead agrees that charities aren't moving the funds out fast enough. 153 homes were lost in his electorate of Myall Lakes when fire swept through more than 2 months ago.
People need the money. They've lost their house, they've lost their livelihood, they've lost everything, and that's when you need the money. Now, sure, there'll be needs later on, but the most crucial time for victims to get money is straight away.
Now, people in your area were some of the first to be affected by these many weeks and months of bushfires that we've had in New South Wales. Did you find that with your constituents that they were waiting for money from charities and they were having to wait too long?
Well, they still are waiting. So the answer to that's yes.
And in the Blue Mountains, Federal Labor MP Susan Templeman shares the frustration. She knows what it's like to have to rebuild after a bushfire. Her home was destroyed in 2013.
We had no idea the money we'd spend day after day, week after week, and you ran through your existing resources pretty fast. So cash was really important, and it was important to have it early.
Today, the three main charities involved in the relief efforts have confirmed they'll spend all the money raised through their bushfire appeals on those directly affected. St Vincent's de Paul has raised $12.5 million so far. The Salvation Army has received $11 million and had $42 million pledged in total. And the Red Cross New South Wales and ACT Director Poppy Brown says all of the $115 million they've raised will make its way to those in need.
We're already paying out $1 million a day, and we make sure that there's still some left to help people, those same communities, in their recovery, because it's going to be a long-term need.
Gary Johns is the Charities and Not-for-Profits Commissioner.
For those who think that their dollars should magically go to those in need, it takes a lot to get that dollar moving. It's not an easy task to distribute monies.
As the charity's watchdog, he says he'll be closely monitoring how the money is spent.
I want them to open the books and to tell me how they're spending the money. And I have the power to do that. So I give that reassurance to donors that I will be looking.
Kristen Seibert is an industry fellow at the Centre for Social Impact at the Swinburne University of Technology. He says donors have to trust charities to decide the best way to use the money.
When you make a donation, you effectively hand legal authority over those funds to the charity that you've donated the funds to. However, they'll be very mindful of the reason the donors have donated those funds, and it would be a very brave charity that would decide to use those funds for some other purpose.
Christian Seibert from the Swinburne University of Technology speaking with Julia Holman.